This is Dakota Datebook for July 20th. Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer was a popular public figure throughout the United States. He was young and handsome, with a beautiful wife. It was widely thought that he would run for president, and as a genuine Civil War hero, many believed he was a sure bet to win that election. Custer was especially popular in North Dakota since his cavalry was based at Fort Abraham Lincoln. The loss of Custer and his troopers at the Little Bighorn shocked the nation. The Bismarck Tribune reported that the feeling of sadness over the occasion of Custer's death wears away slowly. The newspaper predicted a vigorous prosecution of the war and without delay. 7 companies of the 5th Infantry were reportedly on their way to Fort Lincoln. There was plenty of blame to go around for the disaster. General Terry was blamed for mismanagement of the mission. President Grant's hands were, according to newspapers, red with the blood of Custer. But above all, there was one figure who was accused of being the culprit behind the entire catastrophe, and that was Sitting Bull. While Bull Eagle grew tired of fighting and surrendered with 400 lodges, Sitting Bull was described as being still obstinate. The Army's continued harassment of the Lakota only deepened Sitting Bull's determination to defend his way of life. He led his band to Canada. As starvation began to set in, he reluctantly led his band south of the border. On this date in 1881, he surrendered his guns and horses. He was taken to Fort Randall and held there for 2 years before being allowed to return to Standing Rock. In 1885, Buffalo Bill Cody approached the Indian agent with an audacious plan. He wanted Sitting Bull to join his Wild West show. He knew the public's fascination with Sitting Bull would increase attendance. He also wanted to showcase indigenous culture and hired many of Sitting Bull's people to star in the show. For his part, Sitting Bull appreciated the opportunity to maintain his dignity. Although he and Cody were on opposite sides when Cody worked for the Army, the two men formed a friendship based on mutual respect. Sitting Bull appreciated being able to relive his past by starring in Buffalo Bill's Wild West. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.